Today's daf is Temura Daf Chaf Beis. We are holding on Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis. We just finished the third parak yesterday, and Be'ez Hashem, today we start the fourth parak of Maseches Temura. So says the Mishnah, Vlad Chatas U'Temura's Chatas, continuing along the same themes that we were talking about before, the Vlad and the Temura of various Korbanos. So if you have the Vlad of a Korban Chatas or the Temura of a Korban Chatas, so we know there are five Chatas HaMesos, and this sounds like the beginning of that list. And the Chatas HaMesu Ba'aleha, so that's the first three on the list, Yamusu, they should be left to die. So that is at least three out of the five Chatas HaMesos. So that is a little bit curious that why we only mentioned three out of the five Chatas HaMesos right there in the first line of the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah Vayitzu. Let's see the rest of the Mishnah first in order to have it make sense to us. Visha Ibra Shnasa, Visha Avda V'nimtzeis Balas Mum. And if the animal is Avra Shnasa, it's already it aged out, it already got too old to be used as a Korban Chatas, or Avda was lost, and then when you found it, it was a Bal Mum. And Rashi says you found it as a Bal Mum before you brought another animal as a Korban Chatas. You found this one, you found the first one, so now you have Balmum that was the original Korban Chatas, and you're going to have to bring another one as your Korban Chatas. Im Kipru Habailim, so if you get a Kapara after you found the original one by bringing another Korban Chatas, Tamus, then that's also a Chatas HaMesa. That's also one of the Chatas that dies. Ve'enos Tamura, and it's not going to be able to make Tamura, it's not going to be able to be Nitfas B'Tamura. V'lonen V'lomolin, and you're not allowed to get hana from it midrabanan, but it's not a violation of mi'ila midaraisa. I mean, the fact that it doesn't make tmura is a reflection of the fact that it's not fully kadosh, and that's why there's no isra of mi'ila, because meaning that. But so, and that's the indication. The fact that that you're not in violation of mi'ila is an indication that when we say lo nenin, that it's only a dindrabanan. That's why Rashi writes lo nenin midrabanan v'im atchlo ki prabaylim, but if it's still before the Bailim got kapara, so Rashi says, what's this going on? Atravaihu kai kolomar kolzman shlo kipra Bailim shlo rotzel ischaper ba'cheres. Let's say the guy didn't want to use another animal as his Korban Chatas, so he has not gotten kapara by using another animal. So ad shel kipra bayim tira ad she testaiv. So he should let it graze until it develops a mum v'timacher and sell it v'yavi b'dameh acheres v'osa tmura ma'olin ba. And he could buy with the money that he gets for that animal. He could buy something else. He could buy another animal, and that this animal would be osa tmura. It does have kedusha because he hadn't yet. Because he hadn't yet gotten a kapara with anything else, so it would be also tamura molin, but it is subject to mi'ila mida oraisa. So the reason why the Mishnah doesn't mention all five chatos hamesos in one breath, like you would expect it to mention in one breath, is because the last two are conditional. The first three chatos hamesos are very straightforward. A vlad chatos, a tamura chatos, chatos shemesu ba'aleha. There's nothing that it depends on. Those are all mesos. But the last two, She'ibra Shnasa and Avda V'nimtzeis Balas Mum, are conditional. It depends whether we're talking about La'achar Kapara or Lifnei Kapara. If we're talking about La'achar Kapara, once you got a Kapara with another animal, then you add those to the list of Chatos HaMesos. But if we're talking about Lifnei Kapara, then they don't get Mesos, rather they're Tira Achet Estaiv. Now, Tira Achet Estaiv doesn't really make sense for both of those cases. We said two cases. The case where it aged out, it got too old, and Avda V'nimtzeis Balas Mum. Avda V'nimtzeis Balas Mum means it already has a mum. So if you look at Rashi, Tirat Shetestayv, he says, Vayibra Shnasa Kai. That can only be, that line, that phrase, that single phrase of Tirat Shetestayv can only be going on the animal that was Avra Shnasa, that was too old. V'loa Usasha Avda V'nimtzeis Balas Mum. It can't be going on the case of the animal that was lost and was found to be a Bal Mum. Tamasav of a Kaima. It's a ready balmum. So what do you mean? Let it graze till it's a balmum. It is a balmum. So v'timachem miad v'diavi b'dameh acher. So you skip that stage, but the rest of the halachas in the Mishnah still apply to it. Meaning you skip the grazing stage and go straight to the next word in the Mishnah, which is v'timacher v'diavi b'dameh acher. Just sell it right away and use the money to buy a different animal. Fine, says the Gemara. My time a little tanilu gabi adadi. The Gemara asks the obvious question that why don't we list all five chatos hamesos all at one time? Why don't we list them all together? together in one breath. Why do we split it up into a resha and a seifa, where first we list the three and then we list the other two? Says Rashi, Ela pligila kolomar, it should be palgila probably, kolomar, maishna detanila betray bavi velo tanakulu hechatos biyachad. Why do we list it as two separate clauses in the Mishnah and not have it all together? Ela mafsik ben gimel kamay beis basray. So we split between the first three and the last two. Answers the Gemara, back in the Gemara, resha psikalei, usefa lo psikalei, exactly what we just said before. The resha, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They always die. The vlad chatas, tmuras chatas, chatas shmesa bala, they are always mesos, there's nothing to talk about. But the seifa is dependent on something. It's dependent whether you got kapara with another animal or not. So long as you didn't get kapara with another animal, then you would not be Tomos. It's only Tomos when you already got kapara with another animal. Another technical thing, this same Mishnah, word for word, appears in Mesachas Mi'ilah. So the Gemara says, why would you say the same Mishnah in its entirety? We go through the whole thing, both by Mi'ilah and by Tmura. So Tana Hacha Tmura, because over here, it's needed to teach me the halacha about Tmura. Tmura's Chatas. The halacha is that Tmuras Chatas is Mesa. So it makes sense that this has to appear in this series of Mishnayos. How could we talk about the Vlad and Tmura of every other kind of Karban and not talk about a Tmuras Chatas? So over here we're talking about Tmura, Vaiditam and Tmura, Tananami Mi'ila. So once we discuss Tmura, we also discuss the halachas of Mi'ila on this carbon. And since in Mesechas Mi'ilah it has to teach me the halacha of Mi'ilah, so it also mentions the Tmura halachas, meaning the Mishnah is nogea to two Mesechas, and sometimes you have that when a Mishnah is nogea to two Mesechas, the same Mishnah is going to appear in both Mesechas. Amrish Lakish, Chatas Sheibrish Nasa. If you have a Chatas that's too old, that's it's a year past, Ronasa Kilu Omedes Bebeis HaKvaros. A very interesting way to look at it. He says, when it's too old, we view it as if it's a Karban Chatas that's standing in the Beis HaKvaros. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Kalomar Kalmakum Shehi Sham, Ronasa Kilu Hi Omedes Beis HaKvaros. Wherever it might be, we pretend that it's in the Beis HaKvaros, meaning to say, Shein Koin Yachali Kanesach Rehel L'Shochta, that a Koin not allowed to go take it and shecht it. Rather, v'ro'at shetzayiv, it's left to graze until it develops a mum. I'm not sure why we use such graphic terminology about a beis hakvaros. Why is it necessary to say that? Just say yirat shetzayiv. Why do we have to say that it's considered that it's in a beis hakvaros? I'm not sure. That's the terminology the Gemara uses. V'ro'at, so you let it graze until it develops a mum. Tanan, we have a Mishnah, Shibrishna. Our Mishnah that if the animal was too old, it was avrashnasa, or it was lost, and then you found it as a balmum, im achar shekipru bailim mesa. So if you find it after the and now you found it before the you were mechaber, but now you already got kapara. So the halacha is these are chatos hamesos. So that's not looking at it like it's in a beis hakvaros. That's mesa. Tiyufta the Reish Lakish. Isn't this a stira on Reish Lakish? Because it's a kasha on Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish just said it's always roa. Sounds like even if Kippurah by Lim, it's going to be Roa. And the Mishnah said, no, it's not so fast. Just because it was Ibrashnasa, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be Mesa. It depends whether it's Kippurah by Lim or not Kippurah by Lim. So, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be Roa. It depends with Kippurah by Lim or not Kippurah by Lim. So it's a kasha on Reish Lakish. Samarach Amarlach Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish could simply respond, Ki Katani Reisha Mesa, of the Venimtes Balas Mum. Wow, very novel reading of our Mishnah. He says, when we talk about when we say Tamos in the second line of our Mishnah, the last word of the second line of our Mishnah, it's only going on case number 5, on Avdav and Mitzis Balas Mum, which is a very strange reading of our Mishnah. Look back at our Mishnah. We have three that the Mishnah starts with that are Vadai Mesu, right? We have the Vlad Chatas, Tumuris Chatas, Chatas Mesu Balel, Yamusu, period, right? Big fat period right there. Then we have Vishay Ibrashnasa, which is case 4, Visha Avdav Nimtes Balas Mum. So you'd expect the next line to be talking about both case 4 and case 5. Ibrashnasa is case 4, Avdav Nimtes Balas Mum is case 5. And what does it tell me? Im Kippru Abaylim Tamus. So Reish Lakish reads that line only goes on case 5. So what goes on case 4? The case 4 is not dealt with until we talk about im ad shelo kipra bailim, which is also a phrase that also only goes on case 5, because it's only by case 5 does it matter whether kipra bailim or lo kipra bailim. And then tirat shetistai v'tubach v'yav v'dumei acheres is going on case 4. In fact, the phrase tirat shetistai can only be going on case 4, can't be going on case 5, because in case 5 it already has a mum. It was already nimtzeis balas mum. So Reish Lakish, it's a very fragmented Mishnah, the way Reish Lakish reads it, that this phrase goes on. We mentioned two cases together, and half the phrases go only on one case, and one of the phrases only goes on the other case, and there's only one phrase that actually goes on both cases. So it's a very unusual reading. Frankly, Gemara, we take out the next phrase, I think. Ihachi ema seifa imach lo kipra bayim tirach stayv vibal smum hamasava v'kaima. So it asks about that phrase that Rashi had commented on in the Mishnah, when it says im ad shelo kipra bailim, that tirach tzayv, that if the bailim did not yet get kapara, so let it graze until it develops a mum. Well, if it's a bal mum, if we're only going on case 5, so case 5 it already is a bal mum. What do you mean tirach tzayv? So Rabba hachi kamar shavda v'nimtzeis balas mum over. No, it's all going on case 5. In case 5, we say that it was lost and you find it to be a bal mum. But we're talking about if you find it to be a bal mum over. It doesn't have a mum kavua. It has only a mum over. So, im achar shekipru bailim mesa. If the bailim already got kapara, so then let it die. Im kodim shekipru bailim, if the bailim did not yet get kapara, so tira achet tisayv b'mum kavua v'timacher. Then let it develop and let it graze until it develops a mum kavua and let it be sold. So unbelievable. So the way he's reading it is that the entire rest of the mission is only on case 5. So case 4, we never really discuss what the halacha is. So Rava shtei tshuvas b'davar. Rava says this is crazy. There are two reasons why that reading of the Mishnah is not possible. So number one, chada de imkein yishmor mibayle l'misni. If tirach etzisayv just meant that it already has a mum and wait till it develops into a mum kavua, it shouldn't say yira or tira, it should say Yishmar, watch over that mum and see if it then guard it and see if it develops into a mum kavua. Va'od she'ibrish nasan my hilchsa katani. But the even stranger part, the Gemara doesn't say it's the even stranger part. To me, it seems like the even stranger part is that we mention a case where we never mention the halacha. We mention 3 chatos amesos right off the bat, and we say that they should die. We mention case 4 of ibrish nasa, and then we mention case 5 of the v'nimseis balz mum, and the whole rest of the mission is about the halachas of case 5. And not the halachas of case 4. So what do we mention it for? Rashi writes, "Hol v'lav ala ayri shum dina." None of the halachas in the Mishnah talk about case 4. So says Mara Ella Marava Hachi Katani. So Rava says, no, this is how you gotta read it. Avra Shnasava Avda. O Avda v'nimtzeis balas mum. If the animal got too old and was lost, or was lost and turned out to be a bal mum, Acher shekipra bailim mesa. So then, and then after you found it, you the bailim got kapara with another carbon, then it will die. Kodem shekipra bailim tirach tzayvitimacher. And but if you don't get kapara, you don't get use another carbon to get kapara when you find it. So then you let it graze until it develops a mum. What did we do over here? All Rava did is he modified case 4. Case 4 is not simply of rishnasa. This was lost to me the first time I read it, so that's why I'm emphasizing. Case 4 is not simply Avrash Nasa. Case 4 is Avrash Nasa V'Avda. That it's only in that case that we're going to say that it's on the list of one of the Chatos HaMesos. What was Reish Lakish's whole Chiddush? That a Chatos Avrash Nasa alone, that just got too old, then we view it as if it's Omid Beis HaKvaros, meaning to say, then it's Tirach Tzitzayv. But that's only if it was Avrash Nasa alone. But our mission is talking about what is Avrash Nasa V'avda. Apparently, the combination of the two, the tarti l'reisa of being too old and having been lost, is what makes it puts it into the potential category of chatos mesos. Even then, it's only going to be mesa if it's kipra bailim. If you get a kapara with another animal, if you don't, it's still going to be in the category of tirach tzayv. So says the Gemara. V'tzarich l'misni im avda gabe balas mum v'gabe avrashnasa. We want to mention the the case of the animal being lost, both by a case of a balus mum, because notice case 5 is that it was lost, and then you found it as a bal mum, so it also had tati l'rei, so it also had two different factors that would point in the direction of letting it die. The fact that it was lost, and the fact that it was a balus mum. So we need to mention that it was lost by both of those cases. Why did Tanagabi Shiv Roshnasa, if it only would have told me that it was lost by a case of Avrashnasa, Hava Mina Hasam Hu De Mahanyala Avda Mishun Vlachazi Lamilsa. I would say over there, having it be lost after it's already aged out anyway, that's where Avda is going to make it, put it into the category of a Chatasa Mesa. Mahanyala means help to put it in the category of a Chatasa Mesa, because it's not roi for anything, for its carbon anyway, because it's already too old to be brought as its intend, for its intended purpose. Avalbal mum, the ilo muma chazio, but a bal mum, yes, it's true, it can't be brought as its intended carbon or any other carbon when it's a bal mum, but it's not something fundamental to the carbon. It's just something that's a chisaron in the guf right now, but it's not an issue about the very nature of the makeup of the carbon. So bal mum, the ilo muma, had it not had that mum, had it not had this external thing called a mum, chazio, the animal itself would be roi, same a lo tani le'avda. I would think that even though it was lost and it's a balas mum, even though it has tarti l'reisa, it still would not hit the list of chatos amesos. It wouldn't make the list of chatos amesos. V'tani gabi balas mum, and if it only would have told me that a balas mum is one of the chatos amesos, I would say hasumu d'mahani la'avda mishum d'l chazi la'krava, that that's where the fact that it's lost is going to put it in the list of chatos amesos, when it's a bal mum and lost, because a bal mum is serious to the extent that you can't be makrifit as any carbon. So balmum is a more serious problem than avrashnasa, because once an animal's balmum can't be used for it, forget about the carbon you wanted to use it for, you can't use it for anything. Avlibrashnasa, the chazil akrava, emilotani laavda. But when an animal's ivrashnasa, where it's just aged out, so it's still roi laakrava, just not for akrava, for this carbon, so I would think that being nevad would not put it in the category of mesos, tzricha. So that's why it needs to mention both cases. So at this point, what are we saying? That Rava simply reads the Mishnah a little bit differently, but not as drastically differently as Rish Lakish did. Rava says, first three cases in the Mishnah are clear cut. Those are Yamusu. Case 4 in the Mishnah, Rava had to modify. Ivrashnasa doesn't just mean Ivrashnasa, it means the combination of Ivrashnasa and Avda. And then Avda v'nimtzeis balas mum is also a combination of Avda and Balmum. And he makes a tzricha, so why we need to mention both of those cases? In both of those cases, the halacha is the same. That if you already got your kapara with another animal, mesa. If you didn't already get your kapara with another animal, that would be the halacha if you have not yet gotten your kapara with another animal. Now, obviously, the weakness in Rava's reading of the Mishnah is that the Mishnah said, v'she'ibrashnasa, for case 4, that's all it said, and for case 5, it first mentions Visha Avda. If you were writing a Mishnah where both case 4 and 5 are about a case of an Aveda, so you would say Visha Avda before the words Visha Ibrashnasa, and then say Visha Ibrashnasa, and you would probably say Va'avda again by Nimseis Balas Mum, but even if you don't only want to say the words once, say the word before the case 4, because it's going on both case 4 and case 5. Why do we have Visha Avda only on case 5? So that's obviously a problem in Rava's reading of the Mishnah, but it's he views that as less of a problem than Reish Lakish's reading of the Mishnah, because Reish Lakish's reading of the Mishnah is the Mishnah mentions a case in the middle where it never tells you the halacha on that case. So that's even more fundamental, more problematic. It turns out, according to Reish Lakish, that there are no 5 chatos amesos, right? There's 4 chatos amesos. Okay, says the Gemara further, Umiyam Rava Hachi, wait a second, does Rava really say this, that when it became possible before you lost it, then losing it is going to make it that it should die, is going to put it in the category of chatos amesos, meaning that the fact that it was avrashnasa and then you lost it, that combination is going to put it in the category of chatos amesos. So, frankly, Gemara Vamar Rava, Din Rava teaches as follows: Aveda de Laila lo shma Aveda. If the animal is lost at night, it doesn't count as being lost, meaning that's not going to help change its status a single bit, the fact that you lose it at night. Why? If you look at Rashi, Vamarava Aveda Avudas Laila lav shma Avuda, im avda belaila v'hivr shacharis tachteha lav shma Avuda. If it was lost during the nighttime and you mafresh another animal in its place, it's not called Avuda. V'afil Rabbi Yitzchak Damar Nimtzeis Kodem Kapara Mesa, that if it's that if you find it before you get kapara from another animal, it's going to die. Hay ena mesa. This one is not going to die. Tolu belaila lo matzila kruva, because it's not considered that it was ever nevad, since at the time that you lost it, you couldn't have brought it anyway. V'inimtzis biyom ha-machras, and by the time the next day comes, you've already found it. So lav shma avuda v'roim nischaper bechavrita, and you would let it graze if it was if you got a kapara with another one. V'achinami. So over here also, we say the same thing. Why does Rava think that if the animal got too old and then you lost it, now it's going to be chatos hamesos, but only if both it got too old and you lost it? But wait a second, by the time you lost it, it's already too old, it's already not roi lakrava. Shouldn't that be just like avedas laila, where it doesn't even count as an aveda, because by the time you lost it, it wasn't even roi lakrava? Doesn't losing something only have meaning if you lost it when you could have been makrivit? Isn't that Rava shita? So says Gemara, lo dami aveda delele lo chazia lo legufa v'lo dami, aval hani hida legufa lo chazia lo dami chazia. Big difference. By nighttime, it's not roi for anything, because you can't even use it for its money. The money you can't even use to be makrev during that time where it was lost. You can't even sell it and use that money to be makrev, because it's nighttime, you can't be makrev anything. Whereas over here, when it's avra shnasa, granted the animal itself you can't use, but you can use the money. If you were to sell that animal, you'd be able to use that money to buy a new carbon chatas that's still within its first year of life, and bring that as your carbon. So that's why the avuda means something, even though it was ready avra shnasa, even though the animal was ready possible for some other reason. Tanan, we have in the Mishnah, in Maseches Yuma, Rashi gives us the context of this Mishnah. This is in Yuma of Samach Beis, when he talks about the Si'ira Yom HaKippurim, that what happens, you have to take two identical Si'irim, two identical goats, and one of them is going to go La Hashem, and the other one is going to go La Azazel. So over there, by the Si'ira Yom HaKippurim, if it says, Meis Oso Shal Azazel, maybe Shnayim and Ashuk Umagril, if the one that's supposed to go La Azazel dies, so I guess that's our Purim connection, Yom Kippurim, right, with Yari. Okay, it's the best we could do. Last year we had Shushan Abira quoted on Purim. So this year it's not as direct. We'll see if we find a better one. So Siri Yom HaKippurim, so if the one that's supposed to call the Azazel dies, so the halach is you bring two other identical goats from the Shuk, Umagril Mishaleach Echad Vashen Yirach Yisayev, and you do a new Hagrala, and you send out the one that's supposed to go La Azazel based on the new Agrala, and the second one from the new group is Yirach Yisayev, would graze until it develops a mum. So says the Gemara now, back inside now, Tanat, Hasheni Yirach Yisayev, the second one would graze until it develops a mum, V'yimach, and it would be sold to Yipludam of L'Nadava, and its money would go to purchase a Nadava, and all this Nadava, She'ein, L'fi She'ein, Chatas Atzibur Mesa, because Chatas Atzibur is never going to have a din of Mesa. There's never a din of Mesa by Chatas Atzibur. What's the clear implication? Had this not been a Chatas Atzibur, but it was a Chatas Yechid that went through the same things, then it would have a din of Mesa. Hadi Yachid Mesa. So had it been a case of a Chatas Yachid that went through the same situation, it would be Mesa. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bali Chayim Nidchin, Ukshu Mischaper B'Sheini, Shabazug Sheini Mischaper. And Rabbi Yochanan says in Maseches Yuma that Bali Chayim are Nidche, and the second one in the first group, when its friend died, is Nidche from being used forever, and therefore when you do get your kapara, you use the second one in the second group. So now, when something is nidcha, that is the same thing as avra shnasa. And it sounds like, I mean, what's the point we're trying? V'idach kama havleki avra shnasa. The Gemara says explicitly. The first one, when its partner died, what became like an animal that was avra shnasa. So what happened over here? You designated two goats, you did a hagrala, one became la shem, one became la azazel, then the one that was supposed to go la azazel died. So now what you need to do is, you need to get two other goats, not just one other goat to replace la azazel, two other goats. What happens to the original goat that was supposed to go to Hashem? Well, because it's a carbon atzibur, it's not going to be mesa. But the clear implication is normally it would be mesa. Now, what is this animal? This original carbon that was supposed to be Hashem? It's just like an animal that was a roshnasa. It's just like an animal that had 1 year that had aged out. V'taima the tzibur hadiyach mesa, and yet we still say that the only reason that it's going to be that it's not going to die is because it's betzibur, but a yachid would be mesa. So it sounds like in order to be in the list of chatosa mesos, all you really need is avrashnasa. And Rava said, no, case four is not just avrashnasa; it's avrashnasa plus avuda. That if it's not both, you need tarti l'reisa. That if it's only one or the other, it would not be in the category of chatosa mesos. So this is a kashon Rava. So amalach dechuyin l'chud v'avudin l'chud. He said, no, there's a big difference. When an animal's dochoy, like in the case of that seir l'Hashem, that's different than an animal being lost. My time avudin daite aleon dilma mishtachin dechuyin lo hadri meschazian. When an animal is lost, you always have hope that you might be able to find it, and that's why just being nevad is not going to be enough to make an animal in the category of chatos hamesos. You need something else. You need nevad plus balmum or nevad plus avrashnasa. But when an animal is nidcha legamri, so then it's nidcha legamri, and therefore it would be in the category of chatos hamesos, if not for the fact that the case we happened to bring was a case of karban sibur. Period. Gufa, Amud Bezna, Gufa, says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Avuda Delayla Loshma Avuda. So one of the halachas that Rava happened to mention is that if it's lost at night, that's not called lost, because at night it's not ro'i to be makrif as a carbon anyway, and therefore that is not going to contribute to its status as a chatos hamesa. So Aliba Deman, who's he assuming like? Ilema Aliba de Rabbanan, if you want to say that Rava is assuming like the Shita of the Rabbanan, Mayiri Avuda Delayla, Afilu Avuda Diomnami, Tam Rabban Avuda. Then what would you need it to be avuda delayla? Even if it was avuda de yom, the fact that it was avuda wouldn't matter so much. If you look at Rashi, the Rabbanan bimasnisin, the Rabbanan are going to say in the Mishnah, I think it means the Mishnah that we're going to have later on this page, that avuda b'shas hafrasha kolomar b'shas adayin chevrito shehifrish tachteha mufrashes v'omeda shelo karva kodem etziyasa, that being nevad helps so long as its replacement hasn't been brought in its place before you found it. Kodem etziyasa shalzu roa dekatani v'chamor me'in chatas mesa el shemnin seves la'achash neschap rabaylim. Meaning the Rabbanan have this unique shita. The Rabbanan hold that chatas hamesa is only going to die if you lose it and already are mechaper with another one. You already bring another one as kapara before you find the original one. Notice the way our Mishnah phrased it. When we spoke about Avda, we said Avda of Nimtzeis Balas Mum, and what was Rashi's quick comment on Nimtzeis Balas Mum? Kodem Shenischaper Bacheres. Before you brought another one as a kapara, you found the original one. So then it would depend. It might be Mesa, might not be Mesa, according to our Mishnah. But if you assume like the Shita of the Rabbanan hold that it's only going to be Mesa if you already got a kapara Bacheres by the time you found the one that you had lost. So if that's the case, if Rav is assuming like the Rabbanan, then even an Avuda de Yom doesn't really mean anything because you haven't gotten a kapara before you found it. So that Avuda de Yom would be worthless also. So what would be the meaning of the statement of Avudas Laila not being really considered Nevad? Ve'la libe de Rebbe. So we must assume that he's assuming like Rebbe who says that it's Tamus. Ad kan lo kamer Rebbe el Avuda de Yom. When does Rebbe say that it's going to be one of the Chatos HaMesos? When it's Avuda de Yom. When you combine Avuda with Ivrashnas or Avuda with Balmum during the daytime. El Avuda de But if it was only Nevad at night, that doesn't count as being Nevad, and therefore even Rebbe would be Moda, that you let it graze until it develops a mum, etc., but you would not just assume that it's one of the Chatos HaMesos. Ibai Seima, the Olma Libi the Rabbanan. Or maybe we could be saying even like the Rabbanan. Hachamai Eskinan, Maybe we're talking about such a case where you lost it at night and then you didn't find it until you got a kapara from another one. So that's where the Rabbanan would normally hold. Meaning you got a kapara from another one before you found it. That's where the Rabbanan would normally hold. It's chatos amesos. But adka lo kam Rabbanan avdo b'shas kapara mesa ela hechad ikra vedos b'yom. The Rabbanan are only going to say that when you lose an animal and get kapara with another one before you find the original, you let the original die when you do find it. That's only if it was nevad during the day. But if it was neva during the night, then even if you lose animal number one and you get kapara with another one before you find animal number one, the Rabbanan would say that it would not be mesa. Period. Amar Abai, Naktinan Avud Aveda Velo Genuva, Aveda Velo Gezula. So the case that we give of a Chatos HaMesos is where it's either a Balmum or it's Avrash Nasa plus Avuda. But notice we say Avuda at the time of that it's Avuda by the time let's say the Shita of the Rabbanan, that it's lost and you bring another one in its place and then you find it, so that's when it's going to be Chatos HaMesos. But we don't say if it's stolen and the guy returns it to you after you already got kapara with another one, that it's going to be mesa. In that case, we would say that let it graze and develop a mum. Why isn't that in the category of chatos mesa? It's simply not one of the five. That's halacha Moshe Misinai of chatos mesa. So heichi dami aveda. How exactly do we define what it means that it's lost? Meaning, how far gone does it have to be for it to be lost? It's very clear that if it's stolen, that's not considered lost. That would be tirat shetzayv. Let's say no one took it. But there's lost. There's lost that you were looking for a long time, and then there's lost where I'm just not sure where something is right now. But I know that I'll find it. I'm not too worried about it. How lost does it have to be for it to be considered lost? Am Rav Oshia, afilu achas be'edro, afilu achas be'achas. That even if it gets mixed in with the rest of your flock, even though you see all of your animals and all of your animals are accounted for, you just don't know which one is your chatas. That's considered avuda. And then when you figure it out, when you then later discover which one is your chatas, now it's considered nimtzes. So it would follow all the halachas of chatos amesa. So if it gets mixed in with the rest of your flock, or even achas b'achas gets mixed in not with the rest of your flock, with one other animal that you have that wasn't a carbon chatas. So the two animals are mixed together, you don't know which one is which, but you see them both there. So it's not really lost because you know it's there, you just can't identify which one it is. So that's Rav Oshia's opinion. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says that if it's behind the door, meaning it's so obvious that you're going to find it in just 2 minutes when you close the door, but you haven't yet closed the door, so right now I can't find it. So that's also considered avuda. So Yibarilu, Heichi Kamar, what did Rabbi Yochanan mean? Achori Adelus hu deleka de kachazila avlavroi di ika de chazila lo havi avuda? Did Rabbi Yochanan mean to say that when it's Achori Adelus, that's considered avuda because you really don't know where it is? But in the first case, in the case of Rabbi Oshia, he would say it's not called avuda because you know exactly where it is, you just can't identify which one it is, but you know exactly where it is. So maybe he would say that's not called avuda. Or Dilma Achori Adelas, or maybe by the case of Achori Adelas, Di Mahadar Ape Chazila Havi Avuda VeKolshken Avroi Deloka Chazila. So when it's Achori Adelas, he considers it avuda, where you're going to find it in a second, and then it will be fine. Whereas and that even that's considered avuda. So Kal V'Chomer, where you know where it is, and still you can't identify it. Kal V'Chomer, that's going to be considered avuda because you have no way of knowing if you're ever going to figure it out. So Kal V'Chomer, that would be considered avuda. So we're not sure if Rabbi Yochanan is going l'kula or l'chumra. Is he trying to expand the cases of avuda, or is he trying to limit the cases of avuda? So teku, we're not sure. We leave it as an unresolved question. Amar of Papa, Gamrinon avuda mimenu velo miroe lo havi avuda. Let's say you hire a shepherd to take care of your flocks, and you don't know where it is, but the roe knows exactly where it is. He's got it covered. A lot of times you can't find something, but you know the housekeeper knows exactly where it is. You just ask the housekeeper. You know your wife knows exactly where it is. Your kids know. You know somebody else knows exactly where it is, but you don't know exactly where it is. So that's not considered lost. Now, obviously, obviously if the Roa can't figure it out, but you know where it is, that's also Vadai not considered Avuda. Avuda mimenu ume Roa, echad b'sof olam makir ba, mai. What if the owner and the guy who's in charge of guarding it both have no idea where it is, but there's somebody somewhere that knows where it is? So then, is that considered Avuda? Teku, that's also unresolved. Next Shaila. Boy Rav Papa, Avuda bekos mahu. It's lost in a kos. What? How do you lose something in a kos? How does the animal fit in a kos? Says Rashi, Avuda bekos, Avuda b'sha'a shedam chavrta bekos. Sha'avda v'hifrash achares, v'shachta, v'kibol dama, uba'od adam bekos nimtzei zu. Meaning, the Chacham Shita was that when an animal is lost, it's only going to be mesa if you already got kapara, if you already brought another animal in its place while it was lost. What if while it was lost, you brought another animal in its place, you shachted the other animal in its place, but you weren't zorek the dam yet? The dam is still in the kos. And then you find it. So is that considered to be chatas hamesa? Is that considered to be avuda to the extent that it's going to be chatas hamesa? So aliba deman, who are we assuming like? Ilema aliba de Rebbe, if we're assuming like Rebbe, hamar avuda b'shas afrasha mesa. So Rebbe says that if it's avuda b'shas afrasha, meaning if you find it while the other one is still around, is still alive, so then it should be left to die. So certainly over here, where the other one is shechted already, so of course then this is going to be a mesa, because kolomi lizarik is kazarik dami, and even if the animal were still alive, it would be mesa. So ella kikami baile aliba the rabbanon. No, we're asking according to the shita of the rabbanon who say that it's only going to be mesa if by the time you find the first one, you've already brought another one. So what does brought mean? Does brought mean that it's shechted? Or does brought mean that I already did the zrikas adam, I already got my full kapara? Me amrinan ki amri rabbanan b'shas afrasha roe kodem shekibol dam b'kos. Maybe, do we assume that the rabbanan hold that it's only if it's before you were mekabel the dam that it's going to be roe? Aval hacha svir lehu kol omid lizrok kizorek tami. But over here, once it's ready in the kos, it's omid lizrok, it's ready to be, the dam is ready to be thrown, so it's ki'il. It's already Nizrak on the Mizbeach, and male it's considered like I already brought another one in its place, and this one is going to be Mesa. Or maybe no, maybe the Rabban would say, so long as you haven't been Zorik the Dam, it's still considered only the Shas Afrasha, not the Shas Kapara. And the Rabban holds Shas Afrasha is not enough, you need Shas Kapara, you need to have already been Mischaper Ba'acheres. So, Vikadamri, Liola, Vikadamri, Liola Malibit Rebbe, or maybe even the Shail is going like Rebbe, where Rebbe holds just being avuda b'shas afrash is enough to put it in the chatas hamesa category. Kikam bayle kigon shekibel dama b'shtei kosos va'avar echad mehen. Now the case over here is you're makabel the dam in two kosos, meaning, says Rashi, the olam alibid Rebbe v'lav b'shtei behemos mi bayle. Our shail is not about one animal was lost and then you put another one in its place and you shacht it and makabel the dam in the kos. No, el b'behema achas shekibel asdama b'shnei kosos. We're dealing with one animal. You know exactly where it is. You shachted it already, and then you makabel the dam in two separate kosos, and then you lost one of those kosos. So that's the shaila. The shaila is what do we do with that korban? So v'alibid deman, who are we assuming like v'alibid deman? According to the one that says that one coast makes the other coast dachui, so then, meaning the losing of one coast is going to make the other coast nidcha, it wouldn't be a shayla. The one that says that having two kosos, one coast makes the other one shirayim. So, do we say that, yeah, the other one is just considered shirayim and it's not a problem, you could use whichever one you want, that's only when both of them are around? But over here, the one of them is lost, so it's not by choice that you're using the dam of one coast and not the other coast. You have no choice, you lost one. Maybe it shouldn't make a difference. So we leave that as a teku as well. So if the shail is within the sheet of Rebbe, the way it turns out is it has nothing to do with chatos hamesos. We're not interested in chatos hamesos over here. The animal's already dead. We have its blood. The whole issue is whether you can use the other half of the blood to go and use it for kapara, to be able to get a kapara with the other half of of the blood. Let's maybe try to get started on the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, "Mafresh chatos va'avda v'ikrav acheres tachtel." You set aside, designate a korban chatos, you lose it, and you makrav another one in its place. V'achar kach nimtzis harishona, and then you find the first one. Tomus. So that's going to be a case of a chatos hamesa. That this is a case of nevad when if it was lost and you find it and you've already brought another one in its place. Hamafresh mos lechatos va'avda. Let's say you mafresh money for a korban chatos and you lost it, v'ikrav chatos tachteihem, and you were makrav a korban chatos in place of that money, v'achar kach nimtzis hamos, and then you find the money, yalichem liyam amelech, throw the money into the yam amelech. Hamafresh mos lechatos va'avdu, v'ikrav chatos acheros tachteihem, v'lo hispek lichatos mehen, achinim sos harishonos, yavim eilmeil chatos v'ashay yiplun davel. Let's say you designate money for a korban chatos, lose that money, designate other money, and then you find the original money, so now you have two sets of monies, so go put the money together, buy korban chatos, and whatever leftovers you have will go to korbanos nedava. Hamafresh mos lechatos v'avdo v'ifresh chatos tachtein lois b'klal privat shematzu ma'os. Cases you designate money, you lose the money, then you set aside an animal to take its place, and then you find the money. So now you got an animal and you got money. So then havarei chatos balmum, and then the animal itself becomes a balmum. Timacher v'yavi me'elu me'elu chatos. So sell it, use the monies of both for a korban chatos. V'ashar yiplu nedava, and the leftovers will go nedava. Hamafresh chatos v'avda v'ifresh mos tachtein. If you mafresh korban chatos, you lose the animal and you designate money in its place, and you don't yet use that money for anything, but by the time you find the original korban chatos, and the original one is now a bal mum, so sell it, put the monies of both of them together to buy a korban chatos, and the rest will be would go to nedava. Next case, you designate an animal for a carbon chatos, you lose it, and you put another animal in its place, but before you shech the other animal, you find the first one, and they're both balimum, you machru, sell them both, you have mele mele chatos, we're still waiting for the case that's a machlokas, Rabbanan and Rebbe. Hamafrish chatos, if let's say you set aside an animal for a carbon chatos, and you lose it, and you set aside another animal, lo hispik lakri vachinim sisorishona, and you don't get to bring the second animal by the time you find the first one, how you stay in tmimos, if neither of them are a bal mum, achas v'antikarev chatos v'ashniya tomos tivir Rebbe. So Rebbe would say, there's our machlokas. Rebbe would say, one of them you bring as a chatos, the second one you let die. V'cham omrim ein chatos mesa l'shnim tziz me'ach shkup rabaylim. Cham say, no, it's only chatos mesa if you the baylim already got kapara with another animal. V'ein amos holchum liyam melech al shnim tziz me'ach shkup rabaylim, and mos only goes to liyam melech. If you find it after kip rabaylim, let's just finish the Mishnah, mafresh chatos v'arei balas mum. If you're mafresh kamer chatos and it turns out to be a bal mum, mochra v'yavi b'tamei acheres. Just sell it and buy another one with the money. Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon Omer, im korva shniya ad shlo nishchuta, tamos shekvar kipra abaylim. If the second one was brought before the first one was shechted, so then let it die because you already had kaparas baylim. Okay, we'll go over maybe that last part tomorrow.